But, Pa...
I started backing towards a ledge. That's all right, Junior. Let's don't say anything we'll regret. I got some serious business to take care of anyway, so I'll just ooze out of here and leave you boys to your own devices.
That's a real good idea. And the next time you feel a song in your heart, go somewhere else to sing it, hear?
Yes, I'll sure do that. As I slipped over the ledge, Junior gave me a sad smile and waved his wing.
Bye-bye, the doggy. Come back sometime.
Old Wallace glared over the ledge.
Yes, come back sometime when you can't stay so long, and bring some supper.
I was very tempted to exit with a slashing, witty reply. But since the old reprobate was armed and dangerous, I decided against it. Down in the canyon bottom again, I sniffed the air and got my bearings. At last report, the coyote village had been located further north, up the middle branch of the canyon. I lit out in that direction. The snow crunched under my feet, and my breath made steam in the air. It was mighty darn cold, and had I been investigating any crime less serious than murder, I might have turned around and headed for the house. But duty called, and I kept moving. Must have gone another quarter mile, up where the canyon narrows and the walls go straight up, and there's big boulders all around. And that's where I heard voices. I stopped and listened. In the still night air, I heard yipping and howling and whooping and laughing. There was no mistake this time. I had found the coyote village. I crept forward, one snow-crunching step at a time, until I dared go no farther. I took cover behind a huge boulder and slipped around the side until I had a good view. And there, in a clearing not 20 feet from where I crouched, were 20 of the most dangerous coyotes in Ocotray County. This was the same tribe of wild nomads I had once lived with when, in the folly of my youth, I'd considered becoming a wild dog and an outlaw. I'd adopted their culture and language, and had been on the point of committing marriage to the chief's lovely daughter, Missy Coyote, when I'd returned to my senses and discovered an ancient piece of cowdog wisdom.